Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have inspired your word by your Spirit. And we pray that you would help us to hear your word and to know your grace. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Do be seated. Now, it's over 50 years since his death, but the influence of a shy Northern Irish-born English university lecturer is still remarkably strong. This man's often profound books have been translated into more than 30 languages and have sold millions of copies. And his children's stories have inspired a series of films which have so far grossed well over £1 billion worldwide. If you haven't worked it out yet, I'm talking about Clive Staples Lewis, better known as C.S. Lewis, perhaps best known for his Narnia Chronicles, which include The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. Now, Lewis was a professing atheist until, in his 30s, he became a Christian. He then applied his considerable gifts to wrestling with the big questions of life and what God has revealed in the Bible concerning them. Well, in a book on the Psalms, Lewis wrote this: "The world rings with praise. Lovers praising their loved one, readers their favourite poet, walkers praising the countryside, players praising their favourite game, praise of weather, wines, dishes, actors, cars, horses, colleges, countries, historical personages, children, flowers, mountains, rare stamps, rare beetles, even sometimes politicians or scholars. I had not noticed how the humblest and at the same time the most balanced minds praised most, whilst the cranks, misfits and malcontents praised least. I had not noticed either that just as people spontaneously praise whatever they value, so they spontaneously urge us to join them in praising it. Isn't she lovely? Wasn't it glorious? Don't you think that magnificent? The psalmists, in telling everyone to praise God, are doing what all people do when they speak of what they care about." Well, on this Thanksgiving Sunday, and as we continue our sermon series on the Psalms, we have Psalm 95 before us. "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise." You see, we're being urged to praise God and to praise God together with others, to praise God audibly and to praise God with joy. Now, interestingly, when the English church reformers were putting the Book of Common Prayer together to lead the prayers of those who had recently rediscovered the gospel after years of medieval confusion, they set this Psalm 95 to be read or sung at morning prayer. Now, that meant that every Sunday, apart from Easter, in many parts of the world, indeed in many places every day, this psalm was used. Now, it is a suitable psalm to shape corporate prayer and praise because it calls us to keep praising God for his greatness, and to keep listening to the great God's word. So if you haven't done already, please do turn to page 599 and Psalm 95. Psalm 95. And as we do that, we see that there is a call to keep praising God for his greatness. Now, we've just heard C.S. Lewis's list of the things that people praise in life. Well, here we are encouraged to praise God. "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise." And why? Well, because of who he is. Verse 3. "For the Lord is a great God and a great king above all gods. The faithful God who keeps his covenant with his people, the Lord, is truly great. He is far above other claims to power or truth or divinity. In his hand," verse 4, are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. God, the Lord, is the God of everything. From the highest heights of the Himalayas to the lowest depths of the Mariana Trench, the deepest parts of the world's ocean. All we see around us belongs to him. Everything is ultimately under his control and keeping. And this is true because he is the maker, the one who brought everything into being out of nothing. Now, the psalm also reminds us that God reaches out to us despite our unworthiness. In the opening line, the great God is referred to as the rock of our salvation. We are a rescued people, a people lost spiritually if left to ourselves, a people who need him to take the initiative in order to rescue us. God, the rock of our salvation, has the power to put us right with himself. Now, these words show us that we need to be reminded to praise God, to be called to praise him. It is so easy, because we feel down or discouraged or just simply busy, to neglect praising God. But as we recall who God is, we shall be inspired to praise him. Now, this particular call to praise God is here to do it together and to sing. And today is a good day to thank God for our musicians, as we have already in our prayers, who under Lester's leadership help to lead our song praise week by week. God the Lord is great then, and so worthy of our praise and our humble worship. But also, he is personal and loving. Verse 5. Oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Like a good shepherd caring for his sheep, protecting, guarding, and keeping, the great God looks after his people. Now, Thanksgiving Day is a good time to thank God for the way, like a shepherd with his flock, he has provided for us here as Ferriby Church. God has given us one another, so we have the privilege of meeting together, of praising God together, of encouraging one another. And we can do this publicly and without fear. God has given us excellent buildings to use in our church life, like here at All Saints and at the Parish Hall. God has given us a committed leadership team and many who play a part in many different ways as members of the body of Christ, the church. God has given us children to care for and to teach across all ages. God has given us groups in homes and in public to build fellowship and to reach out. God has given us a Church of England school to support and serve. He's given us many opportunities to connect with those around us, goodwill in the community, many friends and neighbours beyond our church family that we can seek to commend the good news to. And God has given us partnership in the gospel with people in different cultures and contexts all over his world. And God has sent us workers like recently Rob and now Nicholas to help us, and whom hopefully we can encourage for a lifetime of service to Jesus. God has given us a sense of unity and evidence of his grace in the love and support offered one to another. And he has given us people who pray, who have a servant heart, people who, in response to his generosity to us in Jesus, give generously. And God has provided for us financially over another year, so that we can seek to fulfil our purpose of being a church in Ferriby, for Ferriby, with gratitude to God for the privilege of being his people, and with the purpose of declaring his excellencies to our parish and beyond. Well, there is, of course, always more to be done, more progress and growth to be experienced. We're often aware of where we fall short. but we do have much to praise and thank God for. God, who is great and cares and provides for us like a shepherd with his sheep, calls us to keep praising him. And there is another call here in Psalm 95, and that is a call to keep listening to the great God's word. Now, as we've seen, God is great and he is personal and caring, and yet so often his people fail him and need to be called back to him. Verse 7, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on the day of Massa in the wilderness, when your fathers put me to the test and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, they are a people who go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Therefore I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. See, God's Old Testament people so often forgot him, failed to keep his word. The places mentioned here, Meribah and Massa, mean testing and strife or proof, and they refer to sad occasions when, after the miraculous rescue of the Exodus, God had done so much for his people, and yet God's people were ungrateful to him. They failed to believe his word, and as a result, God was rightly angry with them, and they failed to benefit from his promises. Well, such a danger is one that faces us too as God's New Testament people. In our brokenness and sinfulness, we can so easily go astray and forget or fail to recognize God's word of truth. Now, these words from Psalm 95 are referred to in the New Testament letter to the Hebrews. And once again, as we've already seen, in the last couple of weeks, we find a psalm that has a message about Jesus. The writer is passionately encouraging his readers not to give in to the pressure to drift away from Jesus that they're under. Things were tough. They were facing opposition. Some of them felt like giving up meeting together. Some of them had stopped meeting together as Christians, and they were returning to their previous ideas and beliefs. The writer says to them, stick with Jesus. He is greater than all the alternatives. Jesus, the one through whom God has spoken finally and decisively. Jesus, the one who has died to cleanse us from sin. Jesus, the one who lives again to intercede for his people. He is greater than the angels, greater than all other heroic or religious figures, even greater than their greatest hero, Moses. So, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 5. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son. And we are his house, if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting in our hope. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, and then he quotes our Psalm 95, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your fathers put me to the test and saw my work for 40 years. And then the writer says, take care then, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. But encourage one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. As it is said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. And then the writer goes on, chapter 4. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. Let us hold fast to what we profess. See how vital that we keep hearing God's word, especially his word about Jesus. And despite all the pressures from beyond and within, hold on to him, knowing that he is holding on to us. And you see, that's why it is indispensable as we gather together that we hear God's voice as we hear his word about his divine Son, through whom there is salvation. And to keep believing in Jesus, not to drift away, but to keep looking to him and his mercy and provision. Well, we began realizing, thanks to C.S. Lewis, that we like to so often call others to join in praising what we think is good and important, as the psalm writer does here. Come, let us praise the Lord. Well, on this Thanksgiving Sunday, God himself, through Psalm 95, calls us, as he has called his people as they gather together for centuries. He calls us to keep praising him for his greatness and to keep hearing and believing his word, especially his word about Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your greatness. We thank you that you are the one whose splendor is illustrated and seen throughout the world, from the highest height to the deepest depth. We thank you that you are the one who has made and formed all we see. We thank you that you are the one who is the rock of our salvation. And we pray that as we gather together, you would help us to be a praising people, a thankful people, and also people who hear your voice through your word and believe in the Jesus that your word speaks to. Keep us, preserve us, and strengthen us, we pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.